A Boston company is paying nearly $100 million for three business parks on Jacksonville's south side. As Jacksonville Daily Record editor Karen Mathis tells us, the deal signals Jacksonville is coming into its own in the eyes of investors. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and that's this week's Business Brief. Karen, it's a $97 million deal. Where exactly is this happening?
At Interstate 95 and Butler Boulevard. And that is the area that the Boston company, Plymouth Industrial Real Estate, calls state and main in Jacksonville when it comes to this sort of product. They've been looking at the southeast for a long time. Now they see growth in Jacksonville. They see a business-friendly environment in Jacksonville. They see jobs coming in, apartments coming in, and all of that signaled to them that it was time to invest here. And they also said Jacksonville now has come out of the shadows of Miami and Atlanta.
What specifically did they like when they were looking at Jacksonville compared to those other places?
The deepening of the harbor at the Jacksonville port. They looked at the growth of the port. They looked at the expanding highway system around Jacksonville, the diversity of industry in Jacksonville, the military, financial services, medical services, logistics. He said that Jacksonville still had an affordable cost of living, which was attractive for people to move here. And when you talk about that specific location, he said he talked to the tenants, the 40 businesses in those parks, Comcast, Staples, the Home Depot, Safe Light Auto Glass, a lot of household names in there. And they said their employees like to be there. And with the low unemployment rate these days, people really want to retain their employees. And if they want to be working in a specific location, you're going to stay there if you can. And all of that means that these business parks are almost fully leased. And rental rates are rising around the city because of low vacancy rates. And that makes a good deal for a landlord, for an investor. And the company said it's not stopping here. The company said that it will be investing more in Northeast Florida. It wouldn't say exactly where it's looking, but they said there are a lot of opportunities in Northeast Florida to invest.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record editor Karen Mathis. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's this week's Business Brief.